disgusted.
Arms out to your mum's house. 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 Arms out to your mum's house.
What's up? What's up?
Themos. What's up, yo? What's up, Eddie, man? You good?
I'm all right, man. Yeah, not too bad. You know, plodding along. I love saying this when people, you know, because, you know, when people say, hey, how are you doing? Everyone goes, yeah, all good. Or, yeah, I'm all right. You know, no one's really ever honest because, you know, for understandable reasons. But I always say now, just to be a fucking idiot, I always go, you know, so ask me again. How are you doing, Maddie?
Yeah, how are you doing, man?
Hey, yo, man, just surviving this beautiful struggle called life.
You heard
me say that before, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. The unwritten rule, especially in England, if someone's asked you, all right, mate, how you doing? You know, if you're walking into work and you see like someone you don't work with, all right, mate, how you doing? Yeah, good. You never tell them how you're doing, man.
That's... No.
And kind of like, yeah, I'm good, bruv, means piss off. You know what I mean? Just do it.
I mean, it's not really a very English thing to burden others with your problems, you know?
But it's an English thing. How are you doing? Are you all right? What's going on, man? You're like, yeah, good, bruv. Like, you know what I mean?
But it's so different from like when I was in Brazil, you'd be sat on the bus and then a woman or an old lady would come sit next to you and just start chatting to you, man, in Portuguese. And I'd be like, I'll wait for it to stop. And I'll be like, desculpa, não falo português. Desculpa, you know, I'm sorry, I don't speak Portuguese. And she'd be like, no, fala. And then she'd just keep chatting, telling me all her problems. And I'd just be like, all right.
Yeah, you speak if I say you speak. You definitely speak Brazil. Portuguese.
Exactly, man. That was a cool episode last time with Ray Vendetta, man. He's such a cool bloke, man.
I thought he dropped knowledge on hip hop straight from the top of his head. Like we didn't obviously tell him what we were going to talk about and stuff like that.
No.
He just came out with the everything we mentioned. And like even when you said, yo, you perked up when you heard Capadonna, he's like, yo, let me break it down. And he starts breaking down first albums and shit. And
yeah, man.
When I mentioned Shaheem, he knew every single.
Yeah, he's a hip hop.
I couldn't even remember the thing I was saying. You know, he's like, yo, this one.
He's a hip hop scholar, that's for sure, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
An archivist as well, man. I consider myself one as well, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're a digger.
What was I going to say? Yeah, man. Oh, you know what? Can I start off with a song? Because there's a story behind
in
this
the
song.
Mood for a song.
All right, but you're not going to like this. Well, maybe you will, but let's see. I don't even want to tell you the name of the song till afterwards, man. And I'll explain why I'm playing this, all right?
All right.
Check it out. Oh, my face.
What the fuck?
Tonight is the night to let it go. Put on a show. I wanna see how you lose control. So leave it behind.
All right, that's enough of that song. That's enough. That's a song.
Yeah, that is enough. I didn't know you were gonna drop that on me.
That maybe people who used to watch Channel U back in the day might get some nostalgia from that song because I haven't heard that song since back in them days. And I don't know why it came. Well, I'll explain. That's a song by a guy called Jay Sean, and it's a song called Down, and it's featuring Lil Wayne. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard it, even back in the.
Now you would have heard it somewhere.
Channel U days.
You would have
probably
heard it
in the background.
But the reason why I bring it up is because Jay Sean went to our school.
This is what I can't believe because he's obviously not called Jay Sean.
Well, that's part of the story I'm going to go into. And ladies and gentlemen, I do not come off looking good in this story. I'm not proud of it. Okay.
No, it sounds like a good story.
But it's a true story. Okay. Back in school days, I don't know if you remember, man, especially in our school, but I'm sure it happened in other schools. There was like a bit of a beef, a bit of tension between the Indians and the Pakistanis and the Arab and the Muslims. Yeah. I don't know why, but they had like a, what was the crew? They had like a gang.
Rishi and those guys.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't want to really mention all. I mean, obviously, we mentioned Jay Sean. Yeah.
I think there was quite a few Rishis as well. So
There was a bunch.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Rishis.
You know, for a second, I thought Rishi Sunak went to our school, man. Obviously, he didn't.
Oh, shit.
But he looked like a couple of Rishis in our school. I'm not saying all Rishis look the same.
He looked like a couple of Rishis.
Don't you remember? Anyway.
He looked like a couple of Rishis.
Yeah.
I think I know who you mean. The skinny Richie who was like mad good at kung fu or karate or something.
You remember that dude, yeah?
I remember that dude. I remember playing football against him.
He was well.
And he was about to fall. He was like doing that thing when you're definitely stumbling, you're falling forward. We're playing on the concrete.
Yeah.
And he's already like hit his feet on the concrete. So he's stumbling forward.
Mm.
You know he's going to drop flat on his face. And he falls forward and just does like a ninja flip back onto his feet. And I was like, yo.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, there was this kind of like always this kind of tension. It was just stupid. It was like, we're down with these guys. You're down with, you know, type of thing.
So wait, who was it? Indians? Pakistan, yeah, like Indian, and like, all of the Arabs.
It's like the Sikhs versus the Muslims. I don't know, man. It was just some weird shit. Yeah. And... anyway, Jay Sean, he was older than us, yeah, by a couple of years. And his younger brother was in my set class or whatever you call it, my form class. Just in my class, yeah. But the thing is, Jay Sean, as he named himself, that's not his real name. His real name is Kamaljit, yeah. And being a fucking idiot little kid, yeah. I know you probably know what's coming, yeah. It's not even funny. I'm laughing at how fucking stupid.
No.
But wait. Theme. Do you remember in our school as well, we had one of the longest corridors? I think it was even the longest.
The main hall.
Yeah, the main corridor, whatever. Yeah, it was called. And it was the longest corridor in any school in Europe. I remember hearing that. I might be wrong, but it was a fucking long, like it was like a dot, the other end of the fucking thing. You remember?
Yeah.
And I remember one day.
Shit, I do now, yeah.
I remember one day I was right at the tuck shop end where the playground is. And Kamaljit was like, you know, maybe halfway down, I don't know, whatever. And I saw him there. And like I said, we all used to fuck with each other. Yeah. And he was a couple years older. And oh, yeah. Another important factor. Yeah. If you look at Jay Sean, especially even in that music video there for that song Down, he's mad built. You know what I mean? He's like got a chiseled body and he's like, you know, handsome, you know what I mean? Like all done up. You know, he looks great.
Hasn't Jay Sean like mad made it? Like made it?
Well, I'll get into that. No? Of course, yeah, he did his thing, but
I don't know anything about him, even though
I know a few things. I mean, I haven't thought about this guy in fucking years. I don't know why it came to me the other day, and I thought, that'll be funny to talk about on the podcast. But no, so he's mad, you know, good looks, chiseled. But back in school, he was a fat fuck, man. I don't know if you remember. For example, I knew him in school. And then when I heard about Jay Sean, when I saw him, I had no clue it was Kamaljit because he changed his name. He didn't even look even remotely like he looked in school. Like I said, he was a hefty guy back in school, yeah? Big fat fuck. Anyway, so I'm on the corridor and I'm right at one end. And being a cheeky fucking cunt that I was, yeah, I see Kamaljit and I just, at the top of my lungs, I go, yo, camel shit, like that, yeah, fucked up, yeah. And he got so mad and he's like big fat guy and he's like running down the hallway, like trying to catch me. And I'm there going, oh, hey, camel shit, like that, like taunting him. And then just when he's just far enough, I leg it off and I get away from him, you know. and then actually he actually caught up with me maybe later on that day, maybe caught me in the lunch hall or something. Him and he had a cousin who also went to our school. So his brother was in our school in my class and he had another cousin in his year, big guy. He had a blue turban, I remember. Can't remember his name though. And I remember him grabbing me by the lapels at lunch like that, yeah, and like shaking me a bit. Obviously didn't do anything. We were in school, you know what I mean? But I just remembered that story, man. I don't know. I thought I'd share it on the...
I blatantly caught on to that because I remember that word, camel shit. I remember. Yeah. So you must have told me and I've been blurting it out to him.
Definitely. Maybe. I mean, like, yeah, because, you know, this was back in the maybe.
I can't remember. Really early 90s. Was he kind of like greasy hair as well? Like always a bit greasy hair, fat. Not
greasy.
He was like just a little bit like he curled it at the front. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but everyone did that, man.
Yeah.
Everyone did that.
Oh, shit.
It's fucked up. It was fucked up.
I mean, it's fucked up. It's fucked up because it's so close to his name. Like, fuck. Yeah.
I remember there was another
hardly kid. Changing his name, bro.
There was another kid called Ramjet as well in the school. But yeah, of course, he couldn't. I don't know if he would have the same pop success if he just stuck with the name Camelchit.
I'm sure Virgin Records would have said that, you know, we can't call you Camelchit.
Well, even I did. I remember I worked for, like, years ago, one summer, I worked at a call center. And then, you know, obviously when I signed up and I turned up and they were like, okay, yeah, your name's Gary now. They changed my name because I couldn't. They go, no, you know, Ahmed on the phones? They go, no. Nah. they go, stick with Gary.
They changed it to Gal.
Yeah.
Hello, my name's Gal.
Yeah, it's Gary. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of fucked up when you think about it. But, you know. But I tell you what as well. Jay Sean, his brother, who's really cool, actually. I still, I don't chat to the guy, but I think I'm friends with him on Instagram. They're all doing really well. Jay Sean actually was signed to, like, he blew up in, like, the Indian community. You know, there was, like, a few crossover hits. Like, there was Punjabi MC, and there was a few hits like that were, like, catered to the, to the Indian audience, but crossed over into pop culture a little bit. And Jay Sean, well, I don't know if Pavan was... Actually, I messaged Pavan from Foreign Beggars. Hopefully we can get him on the pod. He said he was up for it. So anyway, keep that in mind. But yeah, what was I saying?
Foreign Beggars, the crossover.
So Jay Sean, he did well in the UK. And then when he went to America, and obviously... Guys, I have no idea. I've not chatted to these people. This is just stuff I've kind of noticed. He got signed to Cash Money Records, whatever record Lil Wayne's on, him and that guy Baby, whatever his name is, the guy with the ice cream tattooed on his head. I'm not into that type of hip hop, so I'm not too knowledgeable on it, but I do know
Birdman,
that's it. What did I say?
Baby,
yeah.
He's the guy that invented put some respect on my name.
That's it. That's the one. Yeah. Put some respect on my name. And he signed to their label and he made an album, but it never came out. Apparently it got shelved. So that was like a weird circumstance for him because, you know, obviously being signed to that, and that was at that time, we're talking the mid 2000s, this was the largest label going. And he released this song Down featuring Lil Wayne, but the album never came out. I have no idea why. Anyway,
it's worth 10 mil on Google.
When I thought, okay, let me bring this up on the podcast, I looked up Jay Sean's Instagram, and apparently, yeah, now he's got like a water, you know how now a lot of people, they're investing in like drinks, you know what I mean? So I think he's selling a drink at the moment, but I'm sure he's got his finger in a bunch of pies, you know, guy like that. But let me tell you another fucked up story that makes me look even worse as a kid, yeah? This is really fucked up. His brother... His brother, who's really cool dude, he's a super hip hop head as well. I remember me and him used to chat a lot about hip hop back in the day when we were in school.
What was his brother's name?
I don't want to say his name, to be honest.
Oh, no, sorry. Cool. I'm just trying to see if I can remember him. Was he in our year?
He probably would. Yeah, he was in our year. And he was in my form class, yeah. And I remember, oh man, this is so fucked up. This is really going to show how much of a dick I was back in the day, man. But I remember. Wayne's World 2 just dropped.
Wayne's World!
I beg you, Andy, look up what year that film dropped. Either Wayne's World
1 number 2. Or 2.
No, it might have been 1, actually. I think it might have been Wayne's World 1. Because Jay Sean's brother, the kid in my class, he had a glass eye. Yeah? Now, do you remember who I'm talking about?
Yes!
Yes.
100%. He was a poker, man. He was a proper joker. Yeah, he was like one of the boys.
He was cool. And he used to, for like 20p or 50p, he'd pop his eyeball out.
Yeah.
And then like open his eye like that. And you'd look inside and go,
Yeah, it was 50p. 50p. Yeah,
some shit like that. And anyway, Wayne's World came out.
1992.
There we go. So I must have been 11, 12.
Yeah.
And there's a scene in that movie where there's a guy with a fake eye. And then Wayne just doesn't want to say the word I when chatting to him. He goes, yo, I cross all the T's and dot all the lowercase J's. Yeah. And then he's like, I've got an eye for detail. You know what I mean? And shit like that. And it's just a real funny scene. And so I thought, yo, I'm going to do that to what's his name, tomorrow. I remember I came into school in the morning and I saw
all planned and shit, like ready to do it. You know what I mean?
Maybe
I
can't
wait.
Yeah. And then obviously everyone's in the class and we're waiting for the teacher to do the register, you know, so he hasn't turned up yet. And so we're all catching jokes. And then obviously we've all seen Wayne's World because it was a big thing. Maybe it was just been on TV or something. Anyway. So I just start laying into my man, dropping. Yo, I got an eye for details. Yo, I'll cross all the T's and dot all. And just being a proper dick.
Kissing themselves.
Everyone cracking up. And then he just pushes me like that, yeah. Like, because he's getting pissed off, yeah. So he pushes me, and there's a chair behind me, and I take a fat drop on my ass onto the floor. It wasn't even a hard push, but because there was something behind me, I ended up flipping over my feet in the air. And everyone now in the class going, ooh, shit.
Push somebody to see your
mess. And like he pushed me of all people, you know? Yeah. And I fell down and there was no way I was going to have that. And I just remember getting up, grabbing him and like kind of, you know, when you put your foot behind someone and push them so that, you know, you do kind of a little judo throw type thing. So he fell on the floor and I gave him a kick on the floor.
But.
And then he just got up and ran out of the classroom, man. Like, you know, he was obviously really upset, you know, understandably.
He ran out, like, emotional. He didn't run out hurt from the beating, which is worse. He ran out emotionally. He ran out and you're thinking,
I remember feeling super bad about it, man.
Instantly.
And I remember running out afterwards and, like, profusely apologizing to him and saying, yo, I'm sorry. And like, I remember saying to him, look, I couldn't just have you just dash at me on the floor like that. I had to do something, you know? It was fucked up.
In front of everyone, man.
What the fuck? But yeah, anyway. But we remained friends. It was fine, you know?
It reminds me of this thing that's happened to me recently, man.
Mm.
I'm showing this, because, you know, I'm showing some flats on the side of my little painting hustle, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And I just rent them, and they're not mine. I'm like basically like a lettings agent sometimes. And I go and take this lady's flat on, and she's like a bit nuts. She lives above a shop, and then it turns out she owns the shop. Yeah,
yeah.
So she is Indian. Her husband is Indian, like who's come over here, and her daughter, who's like, I don't know, 20, 22. She's born here, yeah? So she's like got a normal English accent and everything, but her parents are like properly Indian, yeah?
Yeah.
And when you go in the house, there's like a lot of religious artifact. There's like a lot of stuff like that bubbling.
Yeah.
And she's always got munch on the go. It's like she's always got curry in the pot, which has been cooked the night before, all day for people just to yam on when they get hungry. But the flat does like smell of food all the time and all this kind of shit. Yeah. I've showed bare people this flat and no one takes it. Recently, three Indian guys, a husband and wife and their brother, come over to England and they haven't seen many flats blatantly. So they've taken this flat. Yeah. And they're from a different part of India. Yeah.
Okay.
Than her. And she's quite posh and she's quite, you know what I mean? She's quite posh.
Hmm.
And before that, I had an offer from these people who were from Bangladesh. And this woman, the owner, she went, not mad, but it was an asking price offer, everything, rare, and she wouldn't accept it. I'm like, yo, you know, like, what's going on? Like, are you sure you want to do this? And she's like, they're from Bangladesh, Andrew. They're from Bangladesh. And I'm like,
oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he was like an ambassador. You know what I mean? He was a, what's it called? He was a diplomat.
Wow.
So he was like a fucking good tenant, yeah?
So she was like discriminating, basically.
Discriminating harsh. Yeah. She's like, listen, Bangladeshis, yeah? They keep their house dirty. I don't like them. Everything's going to be very dirty. Everything's going to smell of food. Everything's going to smell of food. Meanwhile, I'm in her house and it stinks.
Of food. Yeah.
And she's like, everything's going to smell of food.
Jeez.
They live very bad. They're very, very dirty. The daughter comes down the stairs, yeah, because she's heard this conversation. You know what I mean? And she's like, she works in Farringdon for some big firm. She's on it. She comes downstairs. Her boyfriend is from Bangladesh and her mum knows it. Yeah? And it turns out the mum was being extra loud just to let her daughter who was upstairs know that she hates the boyfriend. Because they had an argument, yeah?
She's
saying, I hate your boyfriend. You can't go out with him. And the daughter's gone absolutely mental. And she said, I'm having this, I'm letting you know, I'm not even accepting a Bangladesh diplomat with his family, like ready to pay, bruv, like 6 months in advance, like great tenants.
Damn.
I'm ready to tell you, like, I won't do the Indian voice, but it was all in like Indian voice, you know what I mean? And I'm standing in the middle of this mad row, yeah, and I'm thinking, like, it turned into a mad row. And I'm thinking, so she's Indian. Her daughter's boyfriend,
yeah,
of 4 years, bro. It's not like a 2 day thing.
So you were like,
he's from Bangladesh, and I'm like this little white man standing in the middle, thinking I can't say shit, and I'm like, want to calm it down, but then it's a family argument as well. So you're not gonna say shit even in a professional capacity. You know what I mean? You're not gonna say like, okay, guys, you're just like in their house thinking, oh shit, and I want to say, yo, bitch. Your fucking house stinks of curry, man, all day. Like it was on the stove. On the stove. Like, you know, the stove is off. You know what I mean? And they just got it ready to clap the mud. I just wanted to point down the kitchen. Like, yo, so anyway.
Yeah, Arab families.
She doesn't accept these guys, these Bangladeshi guys, because they were Bangladeshi, yeah?
Mm.
I've now got an offer from these three Indian dudes, yeah? All employed, all like... proving it, all that kind of past referencing and shit. They're trying to sign the contract. They're doing it, right. And she's like, Andrew, I don't think I'm signing contract. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, we've been waiting for these tenants. Like, she was on it for past the referencing. I've looked at the place in India they're from. I don't like them. I'm like,
oh, man.
What do I say, yeah, as a white dude, yeah, who has to stay a professional? You when the nothing. Only thing in my brain is going, bitch, you're Indian. Like, that's all I wanted to say. That's all I could say. I didn't say it.
It's a mad state,
some casting system bullshit. Yeah. And all this shit. She'd looked at their last names. She looked at their addresses, where they lived, where they put on the references. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, these kind of people can't live in my house.
It runs deep out there, man. It runs deep. For a white guy, guy, so you're the white man stuck in the middle of a brown race war.
And she's on the phone to me.
Yeah.
Telling me this shit, yeah? You know what I mean? And I'm just like, listen, I can't discriminate. Yeah. Like, it's against the law for me to discriminate against tenants, anyone, disabled, you know, have pets, whatever. I can't go to these guys and say to them, because of the place, because they've met the landlord, they're speaking in one of the Indian language, Indian dialect, they're speaking. I'm like, oh, you speak the same? They're like, yeah, everyone speaks this particular one, but they're from a different place, so they speak another one. She's met them. I never liked them from the start.
I don't know about this lady. I don't know about this lady. She seems like a bit of Egypt.
This is a bit of a build. She's, well, bruv.
Is that the one you sent?
This is the lady.
This is a fucked up story, yo. But wait, Andy.
This is the worst
Andy,
shit I've done in my life.
Listen, this will be a nice spot now to break up the podcast. Let me play a song, and then I want you to tell this story because this is fucking hilarious. What happened to you, man? You called me up like that, and you were like, "Maddie, I done the most fucked up thing ever." I thought you'd.
I sent you a video with my face, so you could see my face.
You really.
I was like, look at this face.
You shit me up when you sent me that, but it was a hilarious story, and we'll get into that right now. But. First up, which one should we play, Andy, out of yours? You let me know. You sent me two.
Oh, man. Which one shall I... Let's play... I don't know what order I sent to you. Let's play the non-English one.
Okay, cool. This is Queen Latifah. Just Another Day.
Just Another Day.
Big up Queen Latifah. I think she's straight up full on lesbian now, I think, man.
Yeah, yeah. Oi, I wanted to ask you because every time I hear that tune, that's been either sampled or put in a movie, or someone like Nas or someone huge has got that in the background of their tune.
Well, the sample is it's a Herb Alpert sample. I can't remember the name of the song, but that Just Another Day, Just Another. I've heard that before. Do you remember that guy Domino? He did. He was like a one.
Who? Yeah. Wonder. Was it Just Another Day? Living
yeah.
In the hood?
Just yeah. Well, isn't that a similar thing? I can't remember.
But I'm always saying, yeah, that probably because of England and back in the day, I could never stand like female MCs. You know what I mean? I know people might sound that sounds harsh, but I've corrected myself anyway since then. But
there was just less because
it was like 9 9 9 9 9 9 9, and I was like, yo, like fucking hell. And I know men do that as well back in the day, 9 9 9, that kind of style.
Well, like be real,
everywhere I was going. Not even be real, like just more like a bollocking from your missus. You know what I mean? It just sounded screechy, like just fucking brass. And it was brass as well. Like there wasn't a lot of them around.
Yeah, there was less of them.
So you never heard like shit hot ones and that stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I always said the exception was for me was Lauryn Hill, because I'm like, yo, I can feel this. Like this woman is deep.
She's
can
incredible.
Sing. She can get you with ballads. She can rap. She's incredible.
I tell you
she's
what got
a
me
bit nuts, but she's sick.
I tell
but
you
then
what got
no, Queen no, wait, Latifah as well.
Yeah, I just want
I've always rated.
What got to me, especially in the 90s, most female rappers acted like men. They were dressed like men. They rapped like men. They were like, yo, you know, bitch, motherfucker, and all that stuff. But then Lauryn Hill came out and it was like very feminine, but very dope. You know what I mean?
But she was swagged out as well. She was like leather jackets and Timberlands. And Fuji's The Score dropped, she went all like kind of feminine in her later, in her solo shit.
Yeah, I guess.
But
I guess
that Fuji's thing, some of the stuff she, you hate that album because it used to get rinsed, but some of the stuff she busted.
No, she's incredible. Sick. I don't hate the album. It's just been overplayed. And so now I can't really listen to it because it's just, I just heard it too many times, man. But that Lauryn Hill album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, is one of my all-time favorite albums, man. It's
a lot
incredible.
Of
Yeah, it's incredible what she achieved with that album. And her singing voice is just as good as her rapping, maybe even better.
Yeah.
And her rapping is elite level.
And I think she's got bars, yeah. And I think she writes her bars. Some of the bars, even on that Fugees thing, you're like, yo, she's killing. Like the different rhyme cadence and patterns, she's got some.
She's incredible, man. She's
who is that other guy?
She's definitely the better rapper out of Praz and Wyclef.
Praz, that was it. Praz, yeah.
She's
yeah,
much
yeah.
better than both of them.
She used to smoke that fool. You know what I'm saying?
She shit all over both of them, man. And she had an incredible singing voice. And the songs she wrote about were heartfelt from the perspective of a woman, a black woman. You know what I mean? It was interesting. Mm. It was eye-opening. It was beautiful. It was melancholy. It's just an incredible album, man.
But she had them New York street bars in the Fugees
as well. Yeah, she could rip it and she could freestyle and all that stuff. But you have to tell this story about this.
I need to tell it to you properly as well, bro.
Yeah, because you were trying to tell me, and when you told me, I was like, save it for the podcast, man. Save it for the podcast. But yeah, go on.
I'll have to bring up some bits on the phone. Basically, the missus, yeah, I got her. For Christmas, I got her an Apple iPhone, iWatch. And we're always chatting on WhatsApp. That's like the place where we chat, yeah? When she's sending me shit, it's on WhatsApp. And then one day she sent me a text, listen, I want to change the iMessage, and I get it on my phone. I was like, all right, cool. The only other woman on the history of the earth, or person, who messaged me on iMessage is this lady, yeah? I can't even say her name.
No, I don't, yeah.
But this lady, this landlord, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And she's
and you have a strictly professional relationship with this woman. It's
completely. And I'm in the height of negotiating with it, because these guys are making this offer. This is before she'd accepted it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm going back and forth with her all the time about bare different shit, like really professional, trying to like get her on board, and she's like, everything's the nuts. Yeah.
Yeah, you're trying you're trying to.
Like I said, she's quite posh. You know what I mean? She's quite posh. She's like 60, 65, 60, something like that. Yeah, Indian lady. She's making it. She's got the corner shop downstairs. She's got houses around the corner. She's got this flat above the shop. You know, I'm like, got to get in with this woman.
Mm.
And man, I'm doing bars and that's what I'm doing. This was like a week ago. So see, my memory is already fading, but I've got instrumentals on. And I'm writing bars, and I'm fucking right high in the middle of my like fucking military. You've seen like how I write. It's like, but I do it at home for training as well. It's the same. It's not just because people are there or not. It's exactly the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's down to a T, like the practicing.
Yeah.
And I'm high in the middle of this militant thing of energy and shit. And Andrea, the missus, she texts me, but it goes on my laptop. I'm doing shit on my laptop there now. So I've got this new laptop, blah, 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 and ping, it comes up because it's an iMessage and it's an Apple laptop.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, sweet. But because I've had a little bit of green, I'm like completely, bam.
In the zone. In the zone. In the zone.
And you know I don't smoke green anymore. So now I have a tiny, like no zoot or anything, I have a tiny little bit on a pipe or a little bit on a bong, and I'm gone, bruv, creatively. Yeah. Like, gone. So I'm nuts. Anyway, I've got the beat on high. It's one of the beats we played here. Eyes May Shine remix.
Oh, we played it. We played it on the show.
Exhibit. I've been fucking writing to that since we played it.
Yeah.
It's fucking brilliant. And one of the lyrics is, like it switches into some next thing and it's like, yo.
One of your lyrics.
One of my lyrics, one of the parts. I might have to bring up the bars on this same laptop for this, but it's like, step to me, your mics, that's a very big ask. My wife's Caribbean, got a very big ass, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've already run it by the missus like weeks ago. This particular part was written weeks ago, yeah?
Yeah.
And so she texts me some shit, I don't know what it was, and I go, bam, onto Messenger on the laptop, which I've never used before, on this Messenger on the laptop shit. And I instantly just go, bam, text, and bam, I'm typing, It opens up. And I say to her, yo, I'm writing the thing about my miss. I'm doing the lyrics now. Yeah. You know, the ones where my wife's Caribbean got a very big R, stepped over your mics, that's a very big R. I'm typing it all out. You're typing in capital letters, yeah. I'm doing the lyrics, yeah.
Yeah.
Step to me, your mics, that's a very big ask in capital letters, yeah. My wife is Caribbean, got a very big ass, like in caps. And then because I'm hype, I go very big ass, very big ass, very big ass, very big ass. And I return. And then because I'm on the laptop and the instrumental's coming out the laptop, yeah, and I always usually speak to Andrea on my phone and record bits on my phone.
Yeah.
As I'm going nuts on the bars, I think, shit, my phone's free. So I record it. The instrumental's coming out the fucking thing, and I record the bars, and I send the voice note to this fucking to what I think is Andrea, yeah.
Yeah.
7 or 6 minutes later, and I look up at the lappers, and I just look at the name, and it's something down it, Mrs. Patel, yeah.
Oh my
and
God.
I'm looking, and it's gone to the top of the message. You know what I mean? It's like the first one.
Yeah.
And I just open it, and all I can see is these fucking capital letter lines, yeah. Of very big ass, my wife's Caribbean, step to me on mics, and then a fucking voice note.
Yeah.
A voice note
of you rapping your heart.
But like doing 8 of the bars, like, you know what I mean? Before this thing, like going
Oh my God.
And I've sent it to Mrs. fucking Patel, man. I can't believe it. I'm instantly on Google thinking, how do you delete a message, does it delete from the other person's phone? On iMessage, and there's no way of doing it.
On WhatsApp, you can delete for everyone. And I think if as long as they didn't open their messages, then it deletes it.
Yeah.
And they don't see it. They can see you sent something, but it just says message deleted. But because when you told me, I was like, just delete the message. And you were like, no, man, it don't work like that. I was like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, and this is like, you're waiting for this deal to come through and you're like buttering her up and now she's getting messages about asses and fucking you rapping down the phone down to her. Oh my God.
So that's what I did. So I decide in all my wisdom, I've got to try and blag this, yeah? There's no way. I've got to try and blag it. So I had to calm you down.
I had to calm you down. Yeah. I was like, just send one message and just apologize and just say, sorry, that wasn't meant for you. I'm so embarrassed. Remember I told you, I said, just leave it. Don't start writing like paragraphs and explaining why and all this stuff. I was like, that's just going to dig you deeper. Just write one sentence. Anyway, what did you do?
But what Maddie doesn't know, is I listened to his advice. And at the time, I was like, yeah, you're right. But I'd already written her like this whole blag message that I didn't tell you about. Because I was so fucking shook. Because you look... So I'm thinking the actual words and the capital letters of it, it's like I'm screaming. And the whole conversation, the first part of the top of the screen is like, hi, Andrew. Thanks for the message. Please, can you confirm the references? And then we need to see the tenants agreement. Can you include this? And then, thanks very much. You know, bam.
And then us.
And then
us,
the next us. Line. I am doing the lyrics. Like, she doesn't know anything about rapping. No, but do you remember? If I'm singing or what the fuck?
Do you remember what else I told you as well, though, to try and calm you down?
Yeah, ARSE and AWS.
Because I was going to say, how Indian is this woman? Because my mum, you know, she's lived in England longer than she's lived in Syria. But her first language isn't English. It's Arabic, yeah?
Yeah.
And even though my mum's a smart woman, all that stuff, if I typed out ARSE to my mum, she wouldn't know what that means. If I typed ASS as an ass, she'd be like, you mean ass, but ass.
Maddie, I was living on that. I was living on sentence in my head for like 24 to 48 hours.
But true say, my wife's ass, like, I don't know. Yeah, but anyway, I was trying to chill you out. I was going, she's not going to know what an arse is, ARSE. It could have been a lot worse, though, as well.
You literally said that. You said, if I show my mum ARSE, she'd be, what's that? And if I show her AW, she's, oh, man, you're disgusting. Get it out of my face. Yeah. I was holding on to that. Holding on. But the fact is, before that, I'd sent her a text trying to blag it. I'm like, hi. Some, but like the worst, when you read it back, it's the worst blag of what it was something about.
I told you not to do it.
Something about, my friend is getting married. He was trying to send a voice note to his future wife. We're out celebrating, very drunk, but you know, that kind of thing. It's not my fault. They took my phone. And then I send this message trying to blag it, yeah?
Yeah.
And then realize.
And this is at what time at night? Because I remember it was quite late and you're like, she hasn't read it yet. She's not going to see it till the morning.
So I was just pinging her message.
I told you not to, man.
She's in bed with her husband, blatantly phone on the bedside table and shit, put it on silent. It's just like building these messages of bing, 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 bing.
Oh, man.
And then I'm thinking quite pleased with myself that I sent her that little message because I think the blag's like really well penned out and shit. And then I realised, bruv, I've sent her a fucking voice note. Like, what is the point that I'm trying to do this whole
thing? It's your voice.
If she clocks it for 1 second, which I was still... when I realised this, I'm thinking, there's no way she's going to listen to the bars. She's not going to be like, yo, let me listen to what he's actually saying.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But she might not even know it's my voice. Fucking hell, bruv. I was shaking to bit. Because, you know, I got fired from Dexter's.
Yeah.
Well, I got told to hand in my notice from Dexter's for putting something on Instagram there.
Yeah, yeah.
Man was there for 14 years. Bruv, it was a fucking huge life change. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when this happened, I've been working with this new... I'm self-employed, but it's still like you... It's under like an umbrella team.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fucking hell, I've been with them for like 4 weeks. She's just going to complain straight away. Andrew Shaw sending me messages about my very big asses and commitment. I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
When they get that phone call,
yeah,
that's just going to be it. Yeah. You know what I mean? The whole thing. Fucking hell. God. But the next day she texts me back, wow, exclamation mark. You know what I mean? Wow. I've just seen those messages. Must have been a good night. Don't worry. This kind of thing happens all the time. And I was like, yo, this woman is amazing. Big up Mrs. Patel. Like, yeah. Oh my days.
Jeez.
But what a fucking result, man.
Yeah, I mean, yo, I'm trying to think of a time I might have sent a message. I can't think of one now. I've definitely done it several times, man.
I'm still going through my history with the wife to find, because I said, send me this. I took a screenshot and sent her what I sent.
Yeah, I got the screenshot here.
I have you.
Yeah, you sent me.
So I just want to, like, the actual words is like very, man, yeah, it was mental.
So she ends her last, Miss Patel, she writes, many thanks about some business thing. And then it was at 10 to 10. So 21:51, okay. Yeah, you were like, I'm doing the new lyrics, the ones that mention my wife.
Oh, yeah, 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 but that's what I wanted to say, yeah?
Yeah.
Wait. So I'm sending her this blag, yeah, that it's about my brother getting pissed in the pub because he's getting married and he's trying to send a voice note and the messages were next to each other.
Yeah.
And I put, there's no getting out of it.
No...
I am doing the lyrics.
Yeah, yeah. The ones that mention my wife's arse in capital letters.
Yeah.
And then in capital letters, my wife Caribbean, very big arse. My wife, all in capitals. My wife is, and in the separate letter, go on, Caribbean. Oh my God.
Well,
I even got this. Wait, hold on. This is what you sent me after you must have done it.
Have you got it?
You sent me this. Just you looking.
Rob, look at my face. This is no joke, my face. Rob, I've got a story for the podcast. You're not going to believe it. I've got a heart attack right now. I'm having a fucking heart attack. I swear to God, I have done the biggest fuck up of all time. Yeah.
You're like white as a ghost in this video. I thought you'd killed someone, bro.
Bro, I can't even speak, bro. It is the worst thing that could ever possibly happen in the history of mankind. And I've done it.
I swear, that's the message you sent me. Literally, that's it. And I was
so glad. I'm so glad you played that because it reminds me now. Now I can be reminded of how I felt.
You were white as a ghost in that. And yeah, I mean, you're pretty white now, but like you were white as a sheet in that motherfucker. And I thought you'd literally done something really fucking, but yeah, I mean, it was pretty bad, but you know, luckily she understood and it's all good.
Oh, bruv, it's just so, the voice, it's like mad kind of, it's almost like Busta Rhymesy, this particular bit. It's not like I stepped to me on mics or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I smashed the melody, calm, rip me to part like you definitely can't. But it goes into that bit about the, oh, you know, fuck.
But still, it could have been a hell of a lot worse because some of your lyrics, you know what I mean? You go off on stuff, you know what I mean? So I'd say, I don't know, you could have got, I don't know, you could have been saying, fuck, shit.
This is, wait, for the people listening, yeah, this is what Maddie said on the phone. He's like, yo, these kind of things, you know what I mean? It's not like the end of the world. You didn't say anything too bad, you know what I mean? You could, and I'm like, yo, these kind of things happen, yeah, but if they kind of happen to any kind of, anyone else, any normal person, the phone call would be like, oh, darling, did you put the dishes away for me? Oh, thanks very much. It'd be that kind of background noise.
Not
you
know, my wife, Caribbean, with a very big ass. Yeah, only you.
When it comes to me, bruv, it's just this always this fucking bullshit. I can't believe it.
But of all the swear words you could have used, ass is probably the most, the least one, you know? That's what
I was clinging on to. That
you're lucky, man. If you had been like fucking shit, cunt, motherfucker, you know what I mean, kind of thing, that maybe she would have gone, "Whoa, who's this person I'm dealing with?" You know what I mean? Like, So yeah,
bruv. I sent one that just reminds me of because Andrea was shouting at me. She's like, "This isn't the first time you've done this." And I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" Yeah.
Oh.
She goes, "Do you remember when you sent your brethren?" It's good brethren of mine, yeah. Good brethren, yeah.
Yeah.
Fairly religious, yeah. Muslim guy, yeah. I sent him a fucking dick pic.
Oh,
because
my
his name
God.
Is next to Andreas.
No.
Well, my man takes me back. She's like, she wants a dick pic. She wants a dick. Yeah. And I sent him. I sent him. He's like a good brethren. I'm like, and oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
And he texts me back. He's like, "Brother, you sure you meant to send me this?" And I was thinking, oh,
jeez. That's pretty fucked up. You're lucky you didn't send her a dick pic, man. That would have been game over if you sent Miss Patel a dick pic.
Could you imagine?
How did you frame it, Andy? How did you frame it? Do you do it from down below so it looks bigger? Or do you do it from point of view?
Yeah, it was a definite. No, it was a definite down below.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because you want to, exactly.
You want to make it look grandissimo for the Latina, ¿sabes?
Exactly.
But the message I got was I was waking up, like getting out of bed, and I, you know, checked my phone, and there was a message from my brother. I looked at it and I was,
oh man.
Was the first thing I woke up to. Man.
That reminds me, a dude at my work. He apparently sent a dick pic to someone, but in his house, he has the iCloud thing. Where all his photos get saved to it. And so all his family members who are on this iCloud, they all saw it. And he was like, oh my God. Yeah, that's pretty
bad. Fuck me. The whole family seeing it.
Jeez Louise. Okay, yo, I'm going to play one more tune. I got something to talk about after this as well. This is The Far Side, a track from their first album called Other Fish.
Yeah, bam, 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 hey, what's up, yeah,
I know it's
like that, you know, yeah, and I just got laid back.
Yeah, I'ma just sit in here for a couple hours.
Man, don't sweat it, yo, we gonna catch some stuff, dude.
I don't know, I'm kinda tired.
Nah, we got a basket, we gonna put this basket before we go, yo.
Alright, bro.
Cause that other fish is back.
It took a second to register up in my brainium, my dome, my head, my skull, my cranium. My eyes have had enough, it was time to do some talking. I had to creep through the hound dogs that was stalking. The slimmy caught me peeping, this means she wasn't sleeping on who I was. So she creeped in like a hawk in a minute's time. We adjourned to the floor, oh I hit a high note cause of the way that she was walking. We got into the groove, I didn't bust no hip hop move. I just kept it nice and smooth. Next thing you know, we got together where I thought we'd be forever. Didn't have an umbrella. Now I'm soaked in stormy weather. Weather two birds of a feather fly up all to be together. Never simping and leave your love life limp. There'll be no suicide attempts for this slim trim kid. Cause you know there's other fish in the sea, that is. In the sea. Sea. In the sea, that is.
In the sea, that is.
In the sea, that is. In the sea, that is. In the sea, that is.
Yeah, that's a big tune. I love that whole album. It's dope, man. There's two things I kind of want to talk about. One is I was scrolling through Instagram and I follow Fatlip, who's one quarter of Farside. Yeah. What the Far Side is Slim Kid, Trey, Booty Brown, Imani, and Fat Lip, yeah? And I'm sure this is pretty well known by now. They've kind of split up. I don't know why, but they've had some sort of beef. And I know that Fat Lip and Slim Kid Trey, they tour together. And actually once here in London, I have a good friend of mine, he's a graffiti writer, writes Kaiser. He's from Croatia, but he lives and works in London. He used to work for Soundcrash Music, which put on events around London, and they flew in the Far Side, which was just Booty Brown and Imani this time, so just them two. And they needed a driver, so he called me up. He goes, "Yo, you want to drive the Far Side around for the weekend? You know, they got a gig in Brighton, a gig in London." I was like, "Hell yeah!" So I'm driving them around. That was a wicked day. I got to hang out with them basically for 2 days. We all stayed in the same hotel. We were drinking all night. It was really fun. I was chatting to them about all sorts of mad shit, about Jay Dilla and all these things. It was really cool. I didn't ask them why they split up, though. I don't know.
That's like your dream. They asked the right person.
It was dope. And I remember that day, Tyler, the Creator, had just released the album and they wanted to listen to it. So, because I was driving them in this basically a big people carrier. So we were listening to the album and just hearing them talking about the album and all that stuff. It was really cool. Anyway, I was flicking through Instagram and I came across Fat Lip's page, and also I saw that they've got a tour coming up, and it's all of them except for Booty Brown, yeah. And so there's three of them now together, which is cool. They're just one more away from the whole crew being together. I mean, I don't know why they don't fix up, and it's really sad, to be honest. I mean, I don't know what the reason is. Obviously, it's most likely money, you know what I mean? But then I scroll a bit further down Fat Lip's, because they're coming to the UK. I may well go. I don't even know yet, because it's them three. I've seen the other two. I've seen Slim Kid Trey.
Yeah, I saw something about it.
But all three of them. And then I scroll down, and it's called the Far Side Tour. And then I scroll down again, and I see he'd posted a screenshot from Booty Brown saying that they're not allowed to use the word Far Side in their promotion for the tour.
On the gram, he took a screenshot and posted it.
Yeah, and he said, I was trying to find it. I can't remember.
Fart me.
And then it's like Booty Brown saying, "I'm going to sue you if you use the name, blah, blah, blah." And it was just like, oh, it was just even more heartbreaking to see, man, that he was like, doesn't even want them to use the name Far Side. And there's three of them on this tour. It's
my name
like,
is Booty Brown. Remember Booty Brown's lyrics the most, though.
Yeah, no, Fat Lip for me is the best, but they're all great. They've all got incredible verses and songs. Like that other Fish in the Sea, that's only Slim Kid Trey singing on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many, it sounded like he had a lot of bars on that.
I think he does the whole song
halfway through, but it's, yeah.
But my favorite lyric is from Passing Me By, Fat Lip's verse. My dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Let me tell you about the feelings I have for you when I tried or made some sort of attempt. I wish I wasn't such a wimp, because then I would let you know that I love you so. And if I was your man, then I would treat you. The only lying I would do was in the bed. I know the whole song, man. I fucking love that tune. But yeah, man. Like, I just...
Big tune.
I just wanted to say... that it was sad to see that, basically. That's all I wanted to say. And the second thing I wanted to say is this episode you're listening to now drops on Wednesday, the 1st of February. Next Wednesday, the next episode, episode 14, is the day after Jay Dilla Day. Because Jay Dilla, I can't remember if it's the day he passed or if it's his birthday. I think it's his birthday is the 6th. Of February. So it's Tuesday, 6th of February. So for next episode, I'd like to play some Jay Dilla songs. And I want to reach out to the people listening right now. If you like Jay Dilla, leave in the comments your favorite Jay Dilla song. And maybe we'll play it next week. All right? Let us know, party people. Let us know, man.
Have you seen that Mo the Comedian joke, and he's being different rappers, and then he's being like the hip hop rapper, and he mentions Jay Dilla.
Is it?
Because you know those people that Jay Dilla makes the best beats of all time, man.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. And he just does that. Like, he's just like a jungle MC, garage MC, and then he's just like the old school hip hop MC. I don't know what he calls it. It'd be good to rewatch.
There is a real, like, kind of occult following behind Jay Dilla. And you know, obviously, I really love his beats. I don't know if he's my... I mean, he is up there. For me, when it comes to hip hop beats, he's definitely in my top five. For sure, man. Like, you can't front on him, mate. But there's still some great people out there, man. No doubt, man.
So what did you think? You see how Havoc made the beat that I sent you?
Yeah.
That guy who breaks it down, how they made the beats. Yeah. I love that shit because...
Incredible.
I love... Every time I think of myself making beats, I always think I'll be doing something similar to that. Just taking the same... The way he broke it down, he just took those four notes. And then because the MPC was like the MPC one or something, it could only last for 8 seconds or whatever, 6 seconds.
Yeah. So you're talking about Shook One's part two. Yeah.
But iconic beat. Motherfucking beat.
The way
he took the same four notes and then just stretched those and slowed them down so they would got to a different pitch, but they were the same two fucking. And that's why that kind of backgroundy goes in so well because they're the same fucking bit of music.
Yeah.
I like that shit because he only had the 8 seconds and stuff.
Well, that's the thing. Those old drum machines, they could only take, like, some of them could only take 2-3 seconds of sample time. Then later on, it became, 10-12 seconds. Now, I've got an MPC 1000, which came out in, the late 80s. You get 12 minutes of sample time on there, which is more than enough for any tune. But yeah, those back in those days, they had to be ultra extra creative.
That's weird though, because you said yours came out in the 80s, and he must have been like, he's not that much older than us. It must have been MP60.
Not 80s, sorry, 90s. I meant 90, late 90s. Sorry, but yeah, those earlier ones, the MPC 60. I think Havoc back then was using a SP1200, a Roland SP12. So, and those only had 2.5 seconds, 3 seconds. So yeah, a trick that the producers used to do. If you had a sample that was 5-6 seconds long, you'd change the speed and speed it right up. It's like put it on 45 on the turntable, speed it up right quick. So the sample went past and recorded under 2 seconds. But then once it's in the machine, you can time stretch it out and slow it down and then add filters and all these things. And it gives it that extra little crunch to it. And it's dope. And Havoc was incredible. The way he used to chop samples up, like you would never know the sample unless he told you what it was. You know, that's how much
like those four notes in that tune. They're just a random, like very in the middle of some sort of other bit of music, four notes.
It's mad.
That you wouldn't pick out.
Yeah, it's mad.
And it made that bang. Apparently, he was going to chuck that beat away.
You know what?
Either P was telling him to chuck it away, or Havoc himself was saying, "I'm going to chuck this away." And P said, no, what are you talking about?
I saw that same interview. I think, he made the beat. And then sometimes, because on those drum machines, if you don't actually save it, if you just switch off the machine, it just gets rid of the beat. And I do that several times. If I'm making a beat and then I get frustrated and it sounds shit, I just switch the machine off. I'm like, fuck.
You're like, wanker. Yeah. Shut it off. Yeah.
So apparently, he was about to do that. And someone said, nah, mate, don't do that, whatever you do. And look what happened, you know. And apparently as well, if you listen to the song right at the beginning, there's a t-t-t, like the hi-hats.
Yeah.
Apparently, he sampled his stove. You know when you're clicking your stove?
I've seen loads of those videos on Instagram. People going, making the tune at a household.
I fucking hate that. I fucking hate those videos. Now, obviously, I don't hate what Havoc did. That's fine. But now on social media, you see all those people who are like, look, I'm making a beat from household objects. And they're like flicking combs and tapping on stuff and hitting the things. And I'm just like, all right. Like after the 1,000th one of those, you're like, okay, it's not special anymore, man. Move on. Make a proper beat. Yeah. Have a proper sample, you fuck.
Take that kind of fucking time into learning an instrument, mate, and actually do something. You know what I mean?
Or even, exactly. It's a novelty. Like, go, look, I can make a beat out of anything. And then you like, because you can technically make a beat out of anything. If you watch my show that I do with my brother on Tarbush Records, don't judge a record by its cover. We sample literally, I've taken vocal samples and made a musical sample out of the vocals. You know what I mean? You can literally do anything, man, if you put your mind to it. Yeah, so it's just a novelty thing. People picking up like a cereal box and shaking it, and making a shaker, and then like getting a cereal bowl and tapping their spoon on it, and then
people writing, "Oh my god, it's exactly the same! It's exactly the same! You're so good! Oh my god, I wouldn't have believed it."
And it's like, all right, like after like I said, after the thousandth one, you're like, okay, think of something else now, man. It pisses me off.
Do me a favor, bruv.
Yeah, I mean, should we play one more tune?
Or should we leave it? Because is it my tune?
We can round it off. Yeah. I was thinking,
Should I say it? Because as I sent it, I was thinking, is that the right one?
Oh,
that's the only thing.
Well, you
not
heard...
because I don't want to play it. We can.
Or I've got a tune ready as well. I've got another tune ready, an old school UK hip hop tune from back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
You
I really love this song. It's one of my favorite. UK.
Actually, no. Play both tunes. Play my tune, man. Play my.
All right, these are both UK. Your one is Children of Zeus. It's a track called
Zeus.
Called I Want You. It's dope. It's super chill. But...
it might not work on this, man, because the bass in that is nice when you play it on proper speakers.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see.
Let's check it out. Children of Zeus. Manchester. When you want to kick back, you know what I'm saying? Woo, that bass.
That snare as well.
Yo, Connie Con, man. It's Connie Con. Pressure. Man, I'm on the edge. Yo, this is deep, man. This is nasty.
Talk about like minimalist beats as well. It's like hardly anything going on, but it's done. Impatiently we take the time. And his voice is dope. Tyler Daly.
Hey, Tyler. He does a few, he does spit bars as well. This is nice.
I remember when I first heard him, I was like,
Connie Con, do you remember Broken English?
Yeah, of course.
Broken English.
Yeah, Broken English. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, man. When you see Connie now, you just he's one of those people that brother knows about music. You know what I mean? His whole aura and his whole life and everything. And
yeah.
I think I'm pretty sure he made a lot of the beats on the Children of Zeus stuff. I know Beat Butcher made one, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And like other peeps. So other peeps have done it as well. But Connie, man, I mean, that's such a long, long time in music, and B, such a switch in career. You know what I mean? Well, not a massive switch, actually. It's still fairly, but man.
It's
man,
still in the hip-hop realm. Man,
the vibe of Children of Zeus, the whole vibe. There's so many tunes I could have sent, man.
Yeah.
I watched, because we were talking about, Oh, I didn't bring it up when we were speaking with Furtz about what he thought about Shotty Horror versus Tony D. Because that was like the most hype match, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I watched that from the rafters with Chester P and Connie Conn.
Oh, you were there?
It was in Manchester and I was on tour with Chess. He was doing something.
Yeah, with Real Talk Records. And
yeah, we were around. We must have been around there somewhere, and we drove to that afterwards or before. I can't remember, the next day or whatever.
Deep.
Coming back from Newcastle, we were coming back from Newcastle, and we drove back.
Yeah,
yeah, and went to Manchester and watched that. And I could just from Connie then, I could just chat to him and thinking, oh, this guy knows. Like, he's just a music man. And then when the sound of Children of Zeus came out, I was like, yo. Like, England was kind of missing that kind of vibe. Sometimes they both bust lyrics on it as well, but it's like mad.
Yeah.
Mad nice.
Real smooth, real cool, high production value. And like I said, Tyler, his voice is incredible. They're from Manchester. Yeah, they are. Mancunians. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they really repped it. I mean, yeah, it's dope. Yeah, you can't front on it, man. But this UK track I'm about to play, this is even older. This guy is Tommy Evans.
This is an old. That is old.
I know.
Tommy Evans.
That's what I'm saying. This Tommy one Evans. Is from, I think, the late 90s, maybe 2000. Maybe 2001, actually. I can't remember exactly, but this is Tommy Evans. He went super Muslim now, yeah? So he kind of like rapping and going out is like super haram now, so he's dropped all of that. I think he does poetry now, and he still does this thing. I bump into him all the time down in Portobello Road. He's always on his bike and shit. I bumped into him several times. He's a really cool dude, man. I remember when we had Diamond D in town, and I was inviting everyone. I was just sending mad messages to everyone. I sent one to him just on Facebook going, yo, come through. And he sent me a message back going, yo, man, it's haram, man. I can't be seen in bars and shit like that. Yeah, because it was in a bar in Camden. And I was like, all right, man, no worries. You know what I mean? It's all good. Salam alaikum, brother. Yeah. But anyway, it's all good. But anyway, this is a tune he did back in the day. It's called Ophelia. It's about a young lady called Ophelia. Check it out. I think it's a Harry Love production, I think. I could be wrong.
What's it called? Ophelia.
Ophelia.
Yeah.
There's a little story that must be told.
No, it might be Mark B.
I was on the dance floor when I spotted this minx. I can't take out me shot, dropping my drink. I stop and I think about what might be, and it excites me. To raise my chest is slightly what? To get to God to do the right thing like Spike Lee. So I approach and say politely, excuse me. From a distance I've been admiring your beauty. I'd like to get to know you, so would you do me the honor of buying you a drink, a bougie? Friends give me cold stares, muttering
Lucy.
She coolly replied, make it a terrific. What's your name?
Ophelia.
Is it cool if we kick it? Crack jokes, make a laugh, die like a dipstick. Play it smooth like Slip Rick to pull this fit chick. No lipstick on her thick lips, just a stud in her nose. Tells me she's studying prose. Is that the time already? Club's gonna close. What you doing later? Is it good if we go? Now we stood in the cold, waiting for a hackney carriage. She's down for a fling, but ain't thinking about marriage. Ophelia, back in the day I used to deal with her. Never thought about leaving her. Cause I was happy just to be with her.
Yeah.
Ophelia.
Yeah.
Fast forward in time by a couple of months. Now me and Ophelia are a couple, but once or twice she squirts the idea of being settled down, bills to pay, furniture from IKEA. Okay, let's get a takeaway, make her way to my yard. It's her choice of film. We ain't watching Die Hard. Turn down the lights, put on Erykah Badu. I'll fix the food, pour yourself some taboo. We ain't flirting, just conversing. True submergent with no coercion. She says she's a virgin. Preserve herself for her true love, I respect that. Eyes are jet black, pulls are like reflect back. Let's chat some more, exchange thoughts in plain talk. Over the main course, see if we're the same sort. Or if we're thinking differently, cause on this one issue, missing me, disagree. In private, she's kissing me. In public, she won't declare we're an item officially. Now she's dissing me cause she's extra vexed. And steps with friends to go from X to next. Ophelia, right. Back in the day I used to deal with her. Never thought about leaving her, cause I was happy just to be with her. Ophelia, I've been hearing rumors crazy for you is what she used to be telling me. Now it's all bad though.
Anyway, that's enough of that, man. You can listen to the
story. Quite a good little story that he's telling there.
It's dope.
He's doing it well, man.
And this was obviously before he became super Muslim, and you could see traces in there. Actually, now just listening to it now, man, like he's like, she's a virgin,
of being a good guy,
like, yeah, and like, I respect her and all that. Yeah, it's jokes. But yeah, big up Tommy Evans, man. And actually, I just looked it up, it came out in 2004 and it was produced by Evil Ed and Jest are credited for making that beat. I'm sure it came out maybe on YNR Records, nice, even. Man. Yeah, man. And Jest has got a new album is coming out soon, I think.
Yeah, I see he did a listening party or something.
Yeah, and I think he's released one of the tracks so far. I think I've listened to it, but I've not sat with it.
No, I haven't listened to it. I haven't heard any of it yet.
So, yeah, going to have to check that out. But you know what as well that I heard, man? I don't even know if I've mentioned it before. It was a couple of years ago, I bumped into Michael Parkinson, who hopefully we'll get on the podcast at some point. Salute, Mr. Parky.
Parky!
Don.
Mr. Pete.
You've done a couple tracks with him, you know what I mean? He's a proper hip-hop Don.
He is the P.
From the UK,
P the P.
From London.
P holds the keys to the UK hip-hop game.
Yo, he's a Don. Man. But he was telling me, man, maybe I shouldn't mention it because obviously I don't know all the ins and outs, but this is from the horse's mouth, as it were.
I was going to say, before I can listen to the new Jest album, I got to phone Parky, make sure that's okay.
You got to double check with the
got to double check. That's why I haven't checked any of that stuff yet.
Yeah, like apparently Jest and YNR Records, apparently Jest did a Brain Tax. And if you're not aware, Brain Tax used to run a label called Low Life Records. A lot of classic UK hip hop came through that label. And apparently he got them all to sign really dodgy contracts. And then he fucked off to India. I think he lives in Goa now. And he just, all the money that comes from streaming and from buying any of those songs that came out on the album go straight to him. None of it goes to the artists. I know a lot of them are pissed off about it. And Jest was one of those guys that got screwed over by Brain Tax. And apparently
Chester was as well.
He done the same thing. But again, don't quote me on this, people. Apparently,
and if you do, it's Arms House to your mum's house. Pussy! I'll bring Arms House to your
mum's house! Now, apparently, I think Jest is going on Killer Keller's podcast. So maybe they'll talk about it there. I really don't know. I mean, knowing Keller, he probably won't bring it up. But
no way.
No way, Jose.
But what about, we should get Parks on, man. We should get Parky on.
We should get Parky on. Obviously, not just to talk about this, but it would be nice maybe to get some insight. But maybe he doesn't want to talk about it. Who knows?
Jest is one of my favorites. Godson. I think he's a godson of one of Parky's
children. I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Them two were tight, but, you know, maybe they fell out. I mean, you know, again, please, people, don't quote me on this shit. This is just hearsay for now. But hopefully
we'll get...
Don't
quote me on this, bitch. I'll slap you in the face.
Hopefully we can get Parky on the pod, man. And chop it up, as it were. We're gonna have Jazz Kahina on soon as well.
Yeah, I was gonna say another female MC that I rate.
Yeah,
is Jazz,
and she's perfect for this podcast. When we're talking about the 90s, we're talking back in the day as well. I know she loves that stuff, man. So we should have a good time, man. No diggity, brother.
I wanted to tell you.
Yeah, go on.
Achy bell me just before the podcast. Yeah, Achy GFS.
Ooh, Achy.
The aches.
Yeah.
We're painting this gallery, like we're doing a whole art gallery, like big on the high street kind of shit.
Deep.
And it's in a bougie area, yeah. Bougie.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's gone for a haircut. I've left in the key for this yard. I said, make sure you lock up the shit. Because I had to go leave early to look at another quote, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, please lock up the shit. He's like a mad kind of artist. He's always fucked up the keys. I'm like, make sure you don't do this. So I leave. Go early, go to the quote, blah, blah, blah. I get home and he bells me, yeah? I need to talk to someone and stuff. I need to talk to someone, brother. I need some fucking emotional support.
Oh, shit. And
I'm thinking, what the fuck? What the fuck's happened to the job? You know what I mean? And he said, brother, I've gone into the hairdressers, like two or three down from the shops we're working on. I know exactly what he means, yeah?
Uh-oh.
I know exactly where he means, like this bougie looking hairdresser, like it's fucking posh as fuck.
Did they charge him bare money? I bet. Yeah.
Bro, he's not even got much hair, bro. Yeah. He's like hair balding in the middle.
Yeah.
But he's got a big beard. Yeah, he had a big beard. Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes, bro, I need emotional support. What the fuck? And he goes, he's like, Andy, I was in the barber's there. And when they came around and put a hot towel over my eyes, yeah, I knew it was going to be fucking expensive. And he's like, no. I even asked him to take the hot towel off because it got cold and I was getting cold eyes, bro.
Oh, my God.
And they just trimmed his beard number two and I think gave him a little trim on top. But like I say, he's not got much hair on top, yeah?
Yeah.
And It cost him £68. £68. It's like, I need emotional support. They give him the machine.
Yeah.
And the woman says, oh, wait, and puts it on the screen that says, do you want to leave a tip? And he's like, I said, what the fuck? Because I'm expecting he's going to kick off. And he didn't say any. He was so shocked. And they like tapped his card and just bowled out the shop and shit like that. Didn't say anything. Well, but fuck.
The same thing. £68. Same thing happened to me once, man. It was fucked up. It was I'd finished work about 7-8 p.m. or something. No, it was about 7 p.m. and the next day I was traveling for work and my hair was a mess, yeah. So I was like, I need to get my hair cut before I travel. And obviously I finished work quite late, and it always pissed me off, yeah. There's two shops that open during normal office hours, yeah, that definitely shouldn't, yeah. Record shops and hairdressers, yeah, shouldn't open at 9 and close at 6 or 5, yeah. They should open later, because who's going to fucking go get a haircut during the day on a week, you know?
Yeah, but barbers, barbers open late, man.
Okay, you maybe, but most
hairdressers, though, yeah, they're like 9 to 5.
No. Well, women's hairdressers open later. They cater because obviously women spend a lot more money and stuff. But most men's hairdressers, except for like barbers, yeah, you're right. But my local hairdresser, Eddie, the one I go to, closes at fucking 5:30, 6 o'clock. It's just so stupid, man. And so I'm walking around Ealing Broadway trying to find a hairdresser. And there's a place there called Headhunters. It's a woman's hairdresser. I was like, fuck it, it's open. So I went in there and I was like, yo, I just need neaten it up. I didn't even need a proper haircut. I just said, just neaten it up so it looks neat. And they were like, okay. And they were like, come with us. And I went into a consultation room. And I'm like sat at the table in front of my hairdresser at a desk. And we're discussing what I wanted to do for my hair. I'm like, just shape it up, yo. That should have been a warning already. Yeah, that
definitely, man.
Should have been a warning. But then I was like, just give me a number two, man. Number two, round the sides, neaten it up. That's all I need. Quickly, because I want to get home. I was hungry. And I have to admit, it was a really fit bird, though, man. She was gorgeous, man. She had a low cut top on. So I was just like, yo, I was just like distracted. I was like, yeah, just give me a haircut. And so she's like cutting it, leaning on like her breasts on my shoulder while she's giving me, I'm like loving it, yeah? And then and she's like, you want shampoo? I'm like, no, just neaten it up and I'll go.
Yeah.
And she was like, all right, boom, boom, boom. And then, yeah, it was 55 quid. And I was like, yo, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, yo, I've been here for 5 minutes, mate.
Did you said something? At least you said something.
No, I said one thing and it was embarrassing, man. In the end, I bit my lip and I just beep, like, and I just left. And I was like, what the fuck just happened, man? I just spent 50 quid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, like it a 10 really, minute number two. I needed
emotional support after that. I was like, what the fuck? Like, warn me, yo. Tell me this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I pay £10. Maximum 12 quid I'll pay for a haircut. You know, I don't need shit. I mean, I haven't cut my hair in a long time. That's why I've got a hat on right now. But it's not difficult. You know what I mean? But, you know, anyway, yeah, that really fucking...
My haircut is 18 quid, bro. 18 quid. My barber is 18 quid on the week, 20 quid on the weekend.
Yeah, well...
You're in there for, like, proper haircut.
I got like a top bit and I put it in a little bun and I got the sides shaved down to number two. You know what I mean? Mm. And my barber, if you're only getting the sides done, it's 12 quid. If you're doing like a proper all over haircut, it's like, 16, 17 quid or something like that. I've done that a couple of times, but like I said, usually I just go boom, boom, boom down the sides. Oh, mate, 50 quid, that 55 so quid. And I, no, but then I remember because it was the fit girl who was like, and I was like, yo, like she could see I was shocked. Yeah. And I swear.
your body shook. And yeah, the body, I was like, you didn't take a step back, but the soul went backwards. You're yeah, like, whoa, she could definitely, I've got to try and firm it. I've got to firm it.
I mean, just the way I was chatting to her, and like when we were in the desk room, and I was like, why are we here? I was like, just cut my hair. You're like, you know, she blatantly could tell from straight up that I don't usually frequent these type of places. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? And it was just
consultation room, bro, for the haircut.
Consultation room. I was like, bro, just cut my hair, yo. That was hilarious. But yo, brother,
man,
I think we're done here now, man. Arms house to your blood clot mom's house. That was a good episode, man. Much love. And people, like I said, leave your J Dilla recommendations in the chat.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, subscribe, all that bullshit, man. You know what I mean? Tell a friend to tell
a friend. It's not bullshit. Do it, bruv.
Yeah. Tell a friend to tell a friend, yo. Much love. Peace out, Andy, man. Much love, yo.
Arms big up, Fred CMS.
To your